Hey Mama, I'm Jenna, and you're listening to the Joy-Filled Podcast. I'm here to help stay-at-home moms thrive by equipping you with tools to help you acknowledge and embrace your season and encourage you to bring joy back into your motherhood. You'll walk away with everything you need to truly experience the fullness of joy in this beautiful season of raising babies at home. So reheat or refill wherever you're at in your day, your coffee, and let's live joy-filled together. One of my favorite parts about the Christmas season is being able to just take a pause, take a minute, and get quiet and lean into this story of Jesus's birth. And I know Christmas is such a busy season for most of us, and you know, there's the hustle and the bustle and all the things and all the present wrapping and the present buying and the events and the parties and all the things that we want to try to squeeze into this short season. But one of my favorite things to do is get quiet and study and dive into the story and dive into the Word of God. And I feel like each year God just reveals new pieces of the story to me. And I love that about life with God, is he's constantly revealing new things to us, and he's constantly growing us and growing us in our faith. And so this year I've been really just turning my attention towards Mary, and she plays such an integral part, obviously, in the story of Jesus's birth. And I am just so fascinated and so in awe of her. And so I thought, what better way to enter into Christmas week than to just take a few minutes to take some notes from, some motherhood notes from the mother of Jesus herself. So there are so many things that I could say about Mary, and I'm so thankful for her example that we get to follow. And I feel like there are endless lessons that we could learn from her. But for today, I want to just focus on four different verses that will give us four different lessons from Mary. So this episode is a little bit different. It's going to be more like a Bible study, like a little devotional, just short and sweet to get you through your week and maybe offer just a quiet moment for you, because I know that if you're listening to this the week that it's airing, you're probably busy this week. You're probably busy and tired, and you've got all the things on your list. You've got a to-do list a mile long. So let this be just a quiet minute to have a little Bible study devotional together. Cozy up, grab your coffee or your tea or whatever it is you want in your hand, and just imagine us sitting on the couch in my living room together, cozied up under a blanket, and let's learn from Mary together. If you've been around for any length of time, you know that my skincare routine is so sacred to me. As a busy mama, it's hard to find time to take care of myself, but doing my skincare routine at the end of the day is something I look forward to every single day. It's like a little pocket of joy in my day, and we are all about finding those little pockets of joy here at Joy Filled. And that is why I have loved and used Primally Pure for years. Primally Pure's clean, non-toxic skincare is safe, effective, and has me feeling like I just came out of the spa every single night. Plus, my skin has never looked better. Primally Pure's variety of skincare collections makes it so simple to ensure you are using products that are targeted to your specific needs. Treat yourself to some new skincare and create another pocket of joy in your day with Primally Pure. Head to the link in the episode description and use code JENNA10 to save. So Luke is my favorite book to read the Christmas story out of. And so we're going to hang out in Luke today. I've got my Bible actually in front of me. So I am taking you on a little devotional journey today. So Luke chapter 1 is kind of where it all begins, and where everything starts. And so I'm going to focus on four different verses that will give us four different lessons from Mary, lessons on motherhood from Mary. So Luke chapter 1, verse 48. This is when the angel appears to Mary to tell her that she is going to conceive and she is going to, the Holy Spirit will come upon her and she will have a child. And the angel tells her, you know, nothing is impossible with God. And Mary, I'm sure there are a million things running through her head in this point. And what I like to remember when we read any story in the Bible, but especially when we read this, is I want us to remember that these are just people. Mary is just a person. She's human. She was human. She had all the emotions that we have, all the feelings that we have. Like there isn't much that makes the people in the Bible special other than just their willingness and their obedience to God. So I want you to remember that when we read this, because this is not the response that I hope that I would have this response, but I don't know. So the angel tells her that she's going to become pregnant with a son, and it is God's son, which is like, what? And in verse 38, she says, "See, I am the Lord's servant. May it happen to me as you have said." And then the angel left her. No explanation, no further, like, when is this going to happen? How is this going to happen? Why is this happening? She says, "May it happen to me as you have said." And then the angel leaves. And I just think that is so, what a response. What a heart stance that you have to be able to hear something like that and then say, "May it happen to me as you have said." And so the first lesson that we can learn from Mary in motherhood and in life is be willing to be inconvenienced. You know, I don't know, we don't know much about Mary's life before this, but I know that this was probably an inconvenience. It wasn't what she had planned. It wasn't a part of her 5-year plan. You know, she was engaged to be married. She was probably planning her wedding, however they planned weddings back in the day. And she was getting ready to start her life with her future husband. And they were planning their life. And she was, you know, in that season of life. And then this happens. And I'm sure that that was an inconvenience. And how many times in our life, how many times in your life have you had a plan, been going down a path, and then God redirects, or something happens, or plans change, or doors get slammed shut, and you're grumpy and disgruntled, and you're upset about it, and you're unwilling to be inconvenienced? But what, I would ask you, what are we missing out on when we are unwilling to be inconvenienced? What would happen if we had this attitude more often of, "Lord, may it happen to me as you say. Lord, whatever you want, your will is my desire. I only want your will in my life." What would happen in our life? How would our circumstances change, or how would our perspective change about our circumstances if we went about motherhood and if we went about life with this attitude, this willingness to be inconvenienced? Because we know motherhood, if I could wrap up motherhood in a few words, one word would be inconvenience. We are constantly having to check ourselves, and we are constantly putting the needs of a small child or small children above our own, and it can be inconvenient. You know, a baby waking up in the middle of the night is inconvenient. A toddler that's refusing to nap is inconvenient. Kids getting sick and ruining our plans is inconvenient. Being told that you're going to conceive a miraculous child and be the mother of the savior of the world was probably a little bit inconvenient. And yet still Mary said, "I am your servant, Lord. May it happen to me as you have said." So I hope that we can remember in this Christmas season and moving forward that our ultimate purpose in this life is to be a servant of God and to make him famous, to know him and to make him known, and let us have this attitude of, Lord, I'm your servant. Do what you've said. Do what you want with my life. I think that our lives would be greatly enriched by having an attitude of willingness to let God inconvenience our lives, because often the inconvenience turns out to be the greater blessing anyways. Isn't that true? I know that that's true for Mary. The inconvenience turned out to be the greatest blessing she ever could have asked for. So let's be willing to be inconvenienced. Let's learn from Mary and be willing to be inconvenienced. Number two, we're going down. We're going in order of the verses. So the second verse is in chapter 1 in Luke. Luke chapter 1, verse 45. And this is when Mary goes to visit Elizabeth, her cousin, and she gets there, and Elizabeth's baby hears Mary and leaps inside her of Elizabeth, and you know, there Elizabeth says to her, "Blessed are you among women, and your child will be blessed." And then she says, "Blessed is she who has believed that the Lord would fulfill what he has spoken to her." This is Elizabeth talking to Mary. So Mary finds out, the angel appears to Mary. Mary finds out that she's going to become pregnant. And then shortly after that, Mary went to visit her cousin Elizabeth. And when she gets there, Elizabeth says this to her. And at the end of her greeting, she says, Elizabeth says to Mary, "Blessed is she who has believed that the Lord would fulfill what he has spoken to her." And so the second lesson that we can learn from Mary is to be full of faith. Mary was full of faith. It took faith to believe that what the Lord spoke to her would happen. And she was blessed because of it. So if we can learn anything from Mary, let's remember to be full of faith, because there are going to be times in motherhood and in life when it doesn't feel like God is close, and when it doesn't feel like he is going to fulfill the things that he has spoken to you. There are going to be times when it feels like, God, what is going on? Why is this happening? What are you doing? I don't know your plan. I don't see it clearly right now. I don't understand this. Why is this happening to me? But if we can have a heart that is full of faith, we will be blessed for it. You will be blessed for it. So let's remember to be full of faith, because we are blessed when we believe that the Lord will fulfill the things that he's spoken to us. Number three, the third verse that I want to take us to is verse 56. Mary stays with Elizabeth. She goes to visit Elizabeth. And then from what we know, so this is how it is set up in the book of Luke. It basically goes from the angel appears to Mary, and then Mary visits Elizabeth. So this crazy thing happens in Mary's life. She's probably like, in the moment, she's like, okay, God, yep, let's do it. And then I'm sure that after the angel left, she was like, wait, what in the world is going on? What is happening? What just happened? And so it says that Mary set out and hurried to visit Elizabeth, her cousin. And it says that Mary, this is verse 56, Mary stayed with her about 3 months, then she returned to her home. So I know that you're like, that verse is not very impactful. But the lesson that we can learn from this is to rely on your people. Mary knew that she needed her people. I don't know why she went to visit Elizabeth. We don't know everything about this, but I know that she knew that she needed her people. She finds out this life-altering thing, and she goes to visit her cousin. And she stayed with her for 3 months, which would be the first 3 months of her pregnancy. I mean, how many of you know that the first 3 months of pregnancy can be a little bit rough, and she knew she would need her people. So rely on your people. Do you have an Elizabeth in your life? Do you have somebody who's going to speak life to you, who's going to support you, who's going to be there alongside you, who's walking through a similar season of life with you, and who's going to support you and be somebody that you can lean on? Because if not, find someone. Pray for your people. pray for God to bring the right people into your life. I know that this is a hard topic because motherhood can feel really lonely. I know it firsthand. I spent the first few years of motherhood feeling very alone and feeling like I didn't have an Elizabeth. I didn't have somebody that I could just really lean on and really be my complete self, my full self with. But I can sit here and say this to you on the other side, that if you do not give up praying, God will be faithful to bring the right people, the right person into your life. Keep praying, keep believing, keep praying for God to bring somebody into your life that you can rely on, that you can depend on, that can support you and that you can support, because we all need people. We need a community. We need other people to shoulder our burdens with us. So rely on your people. Mary knew that she needed her people. She knew that she needed to be close to Elizabeth and to be close to her friend. And we can take notes from that. And then the last last motherhood lesson we can learn from Mary, and this is found in chapter 2, verse 19. This is when Jesus is born and the shepherds are there and everyone, you know, the whole commotion is happening. The angels are there. And it says in verse 19, but Mary was treasuring up all these things in her heart and meditating on them. And so the lesson that we can learn from Mary is that this season is sacred. And other translations say that she pondered these things in her heart. And I want us to remember that in the age of social media and sharing every nook and cranny of our lives for the world to see, there are pieces of the season that are meant to be sacred. I thought about titling this point, Keep the Sacred Things Sacred. I think that could be like alternate point, Keep the Sacred Things Sacred. Mary knew what was sacred and she treasured them in her heart. There are some things that will not be, that are not meant for Instagram or for Facebook or for, you know, the family group text. There are things that are meant just for you to cherish and to ponder and to treasure in your heart and to remember and meditate on. So keep the sacred things sacred. This season is sacred. Having little children, having babies, it's a sacred season. And it's okay if there are things that you feel are too sacred to share. I know that I have found myself more and more just wanting to live my life for no one else but the people in the four walls of my home. And I've been feeling pulled away from sharing on social media and, you know, broadcasting everything that we're doing for the world to see. Not the world, not like the world follows me, but you know what I mean. For just anyone to see. And I've been feeling a pull to just kind of take this attitude on of, you know, this is really sacred and I don't want to spend my kids' whole childhood recording everything or always having my phone out recording them. Like, some things are just meant to be treasured in our hearts. So here's your permission to cut yourself some slack. You don't need to record everything. You don't need to document everything. You don't need to take pictures of everything or post everything. There are some things that are just meant to be sacred, and that is okay. Let's remember, be willing to be inconvenienced, be full of faith in your motherhood, rely on your people, and keep this season sacred. And if we learn anything from Mary, obviously these are four things we can learn from her, but there are so, so many lessons that she can teach us. And if we learn anything from her, I hope it's that God can use any mother, anytime, in any circumstance, to raise children that will make an impact for his kingdom. Mary may have been the mother of Jesus, which is huge, but that doesn't mean that God is done using mothers to impact his kingdom. We don't have to know what we're doing all the time. Mary sure didn't. She didn't know what this was going to look like. She didn't know how to be a mom, but she was willing. And the same goes for us. We don't have to know everything. We don't have to know what we're doing all the time. We just have to be willing and be obedient to God. And I pray that we always have an attitude like Mary that says, Lord, let it be done just as you have said. Your way is higher. Your thoughts are higher. Let your will be done in my life. Let it be done just as you have said. And may we have the faith to believe that God will do what he says he's going to do, because we know we'll be blessed for it. I'm going to pray for you real quick before we go. God, I thank you for my sister. I lift her up to you today. I pray that whatever her season of life looks like right now, Lord, that you would just be near to her, that you would give her quiet pockets of time in her day to remember you and to lean into your word and to lean into just the quiet whisper of your voice. And Lord, I pray that these lessons that we learn from Mary, God, that they wouldn't just be lessons that we remember at Christmas time, but they would be lessons that carry us through every season of motherhood. Lord, I pray that you would give us an attitude like Mary, willing to do whatever you ask of us. Because first and foremost, we are your servants. And I thank you for the honor to get to raise children in your kingdom. We thank you for that. We don't take it lightly. And God, I thank you for this sacred season. I pray that you would just bless the families in this community, and you would just bless the mom who is listening today. I just pray that you would cover her, give her strength and energy and joy unspeakable. In Jesus' name, amen. If you found value in today's episode, the best way to thank me is by going to Apple Podcasts and leaving a written review. This helps me stay encouraged, but it also pushes this podcast out to more mamas that desperately need to hear about the joy and purpose that is readily available to them. So thank you in advance for being a part of this community and helping me get this message out to as many people as possible. You mean so much to me, and I can't wait to chat with you next week.